Simon & Schuster Audio presents Desperate Girls by Laura Griffin, read by Madeline Mabee. 1. Jen Ballard planned to get lucky tonight. The thought made her heart do a little hopscotch as she slid her Volvo sedan into the driveway and checked her surroundings. No news vans, no beat-up hatchbacks belonging to reporters. She skimmed the street in both directions, but saw only familiar cars in familiar driveways. She glanced in the rearview mirror at the driveway across the street, but it was empty, which might or might not be a good sign. Jen pulled into her spacious garage. She gathered her groceries off the passenger seat as her phone pinged with an incoming text. David. Running late. ETA 20 minutes. She breathed a sigh of relief. Now she'd have time to shower and change into something more alluring than the charcoal pantsuit she'd worn to work. She slid from the car and hurried into the house. Even laden with groceries, she felt empty-handed this evening. She had no briefs to read, no pretrial motions to consider. She'd left everything at the office, including her laptop, which felt good for a change. Jen stashed the steaks and the salad ingredients in the fridge, then washed the potatoes and put them in the oven. She checked the clock. 15 minutes. She uncorked the Merlot. It needed to breathe anyway. Really. She poured half a glass, then made her way to her bedroom as she sipped a little liquid courage. David liked Merlot, and he was allergic to bees. Funny the things you learned about your neighbors over the years. She also knew he was divorced.